Every year, hordes of would-be country stars come to Nashville, Tennessee, hoping to catch someone's eye and be catapulted into the spotlight. And not one of them would argue that it's easy to make it in the music business. But the hurdles have been even higher for one country group, Bering Strait. They've come all the way from Russia to try to make it in the country music world. And as Judith Smelzer first reported in March, they may be well on their way.
They're a hot new country act out of Nashville. They're hoping to be the next big thing. Their sound is best described as a blend of pop rock and classic American country. But despite being a part of a music scene that's known for its all-American patriotism, this group's red, white, and blue comes from a different flag. The seven members of Bering Strait are from Russia. I got a feeling there's something on the tip of your tongue. Since the late 1990s, they've gone from providing entertainment at a Mexican restaurant in Moscow to playing at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. And this year, this song from their self-titled debut CD was nominated for a Grammy. The story of Bering Strait begins in a music conservatory in a small Russian village about 65 miles from Moscow. One of the school's teachers decided to put together a bluegrass group, believing that the intricate techniques involved would help his students with their classical studies. One of those early members was Ilya Toshinsky, Bering Strait's guitar and banjo player.
I still don't know why I reacted this way, but when I heard the sound of the banjo for the very first time, it was a shock and a discovery for me. I fell in love with the instrument and begged my teacher to give it to me.
Ilya was just 11 years old when he joined the group in 1988. Over the next several years, three other young students were recruited, and three of those original four are still in the band. Over the years, the act grew to seven. They toured in Europe for a while and even traveled to the U.S. several times on cultural exchanges, and eventually they were introduced to music manager Mike Kinnaman.
I called my wife and I said, honey, I found some kids that need help. And she said, I can hear it in your voice already. You want to bring them home, right? And I said, yeah. She said, oh, it's okay, bring them home. I said, well, there's their band. And she said, okay. How many are there? Two, three, four? And I said, seven. She said, we have a three-bedroom house. You and I sleep in one room as an office. Where are we going to put them?
The Kinnamans did find space for those kids in their Nashville home, and Mike Kinnaman became not only the band's manager, but a surrogate father for its members. He's given them significant financial support because immigration restrictions make it impossible for them to earn extra cash. Keyboard player Lydia Salnikova explains.
How are we supposed to make a living? Our visas allow us to only do music. We can't work as waiters. We can, of course, do it illegally, but it would be very problematic if they found out. We would be deported then. In the end, we came here to play music and not to work as waiters, but it's very difficult to make money as a musician in Nashville. I could be persuaded
to give my heart to you. But most band members agree it's been worth it. Natasha Borzalova is the group's lead singer.
To me, country music is like a dream. I mean, it's my American dream. I listened to this kind of music in Russia, and now I'm here and I'm working with people I used to listen to, who I used to learn how to play this kind of music.
But she admits she's a little worried about the fame that might come with success in her chosen field.
I like to spend time at home with a cup of coffee and a book, and I'm scared that I will be kicked out of my normal life into some kind of tornado. These interviews are very tiring, much more tiring than standing on a stage and singing. It's like you have to keep that face for the people all the time. You have to be pretty all the time. I don't like putting on makeup. I like it when someone does it for me. Normally, I just get up in the morning and put on the very first outfit I find and go outside. And if I'm famous, I won't be able to do that anymore.
It may be a while before the members of Bering Strait have to worry about superstardom. But it's true that many things have happened at once for them in recent months. First, the release of the group's debut album, also called Bering Strait, in January. Then their nomination for a Grammy. They didn't win, but they figure it's a great start. And finally, the release of a documentary film, The Ballad of Bering Strait, which chronicles their unusual story. Indeed, it may be that story that puts them ahead of the field. Tim Dubois is the head of their record label, Universal South.
In this case, the media was a very big part of it, just because the story is so incredibly rich. It's such a wonderful story, and the kids are so endearing. When people learn their story and get to meet them, they love them, and they want to hear their music.
Come on.
Some critics say they wish Bering Strait had been a little more adventurous with their debut album, that the music had matched their story in its uniqueness. But they've also been struck by the fact that the band members are excellent musicians. Leading country music critic Robert Orman says that may allow them to do what no foreign group has done before.
What Bering Strait is trying to do is something that no one has been able to do. Not a German band, not a Japanese band, not a Finnish band, not a Swedish band. You know, no non-English speaking country music act has ever made it. So they're trying to make history is what they're trying to do. And the reason they might succeed is simply by sheer level of musicianship. They have raised the bar for a country band to a new height. They are really, really gifted.
Music industry analysts say it's important for the group to be more than a novelty act. More than just that country group from Russia. And Bering Strait is taking that advice to heart. Members have worked to conquer their Russian accents and adapt to the American country music style. But they haven't completely turned their backs on their roots.
Ой, ты борушка параня, ты за что любишь Ивана? Вот я зато люблю Ивана, что головушка кудрява, что головушка кудрява, а бородушка да кучеря.
One track on their CD is a traditional Russian folk song, Porushka Paranya, with a bluegrass twist. It's been a hit with live audiences and a reminder that these rising country stars came from the other side of the world to embrace a quintessentially American dream. For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser.